Blog Talk Radio.
It's Business Baby with Melissa Amber on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Hello, we are on today with Big Girls Rock. And, you know, some of you may say, big girls, yes, big girls rock. We, you know, we like to dress just like the little slimy girls like to dress. We like our fashions. We like to look cute. We like our makeup, our heels, and all of the above. And we have two ladies on today that has come up with an awesome idea of creating a fashion show for plus size models. And not only a fashion show, but if, you know, as we hear, you know, nationally on the radio, Party with a Purpose, and they are doing fashion with a purpose, bringing awareness to autism. So today we have Donna, the Diva Rogers, and Devonka, the Boss Bratton. So hello, ladies. How are you today?
Hello.
You're well.
So glad you was able to join us. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how two people come together to say, okay, we're going to call this Big Girls Rock, and we're going to do fashion with a purpose. So how did that come about?
Donna?
Well, I was just sitting around thinking one day, you know, we get left out of so much, and I just, God put it on my heart to do it. So I saw Black Girls Rock, and I, Mama, oh my God, Devonka, go ahead and talk.
Okay, no worries.
This is live radio, y'all. We are live.
It's okay. You know what? We are a team, and she tagged me in, so I'm going to go with it. So like she said, she saw the Black Girls Rock show, and it was awesome. And it had been on her heart for a good while because the plus-size industry needed some representation. So she did her first Big Girls Rock show in Huntsville, and then I think the year after that, Donna, correct me if I'm wrong, and it's actually Big Girls Rock 2. It's not Big Girls Rock. It's Big Girls Rock 2. Big Girls Rock is another brand.
Okay.
So the year after she did her first show in Huntsville, or maybe 2 years. Anyway, it was after. We actually hooked up because someone was in need, and I saw her on Facebook. And we ended up talking and chatting after that, and she found out that I was an event planner, and our minds got to working, and she told me what her vision was, and it was spectacular. I mean, God really put an outstanding blueprint, and he put the right people around her to make it happen. So she just said that she wanted to be a voice for the plus-size community and for women in general, not just the plus-size community, because we focus on plus-size, but we have standard models as well. But she wanted to be a voice for tall, short, big, small, whatever, just beautiful. That's why Big Girls Rock is so important. Big Girls Rock 2 is so important because it represents everybody.
Okay, well, let's back up a little bit and tell us a little bit about the background of how two awesome minds could come together and pull something like this off. So, Donna, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am originally from Huntsville, Texas, and I moved to Houston 6 years ago. I moved after my dad passed away, and it's just been, you know, doors opening constantly. And I'm just so glad that, you know, that God put that on my heart and on my mind to do this, because we have a lot of women out here that have low self-esteem. And, you know, my following is really big on Facebook. So they kind of follow me and see what I'm doing. And I must say my inbox stays full of messages to where someone says, you know, you really inspire me. You know, keep doing what you're doing. It's overwhelming sometimes.
That's, you said, when God come in, he works. So are you ready?
Yes,
when
ma'am.
He step in, are you ready?
I stay ready. I stay ready. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah,
Donna, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm also a hairstylist. I've been doing hair for like 17 years. So all of this plays a role in what I like to do, the fashion, the hair, the makeup. So it just makes
beauty,
me love
the whole
it even more.
Thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's awesome. Devaka, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am your country girl living in the big city. I am originally from a small town called Hempstead, Texas. And I am a Prairie alum, and I actually have a background in public administration and accounting. And prior to my daughter being born, I was working in accounting and working long hours and auditing and stressed out. And I had always done some event planning, but it was on the side. So when my daughter was born, I was working for a large company, and my CEO, he was stressing me out. And I was supposed to be on maternity leave with a brand new baby, but he had me wanting me to audit accounts because it was close. It was quarter end. And I said, Lord, you know what? If you can bless the path for me, I won't look back. And I haven't looked back since. And, you know, it's been difficult, like going from a very, very, very well, good-paying, six-figure job to saying, Lord, you know, it's your will, your way. Somebody's going to have to help me because these nipples not rubbing together this month. You know, so we have had I've been on every level of the gauntlet over the past, say, 5 years, and I'm so grateful for it. And when I met Donna, her spirit is beautiful. Her spirit was absolutely gorgeous, and she has the biggest heart you will ever meet. And I prayed before I even accepted her invitation to work on BGR2 with her on the first one with her. Mm-hmm. And I prayed about it and said, Lord, again, if it be thy will, put it together. And 3 years later, through the trials and the headaches and the happiness and the laughs, and because we're both crazy. I mean, we're both sillier than you'll ever meet anybody. I don't think you'll ever meet anybody sillier than us. But because sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying in this industry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Of course.
But he, you know, he told me not to leave her. You know, because there were moments doing the show, putting the show together, and I'm like, Lord, is this really what it is? And, you know, my assignment is BGR2 and Donna Rogers. So we are an awesome team, and I think that the good that we do creating these platforms, is he's pleased with it. So many women, like Donna's inbox is full, mine is full. I cry, I sling snot all the time because models and other people are inboxing, thank you for that post, or thank you for just allowing me to be a part of something so beautiful and so blessed. So as long as I'm doing his work and his will, hey, I'm happy.
That's beautiful. I love that. When you can find two people not only have awesome minds to make something happen, but when you have God in it and you keep him in it and y'all can do that together, oh, it's just a matter of you, okay, let me open my eyes. What's next?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we get to work with so many cool people. you know, from all walks of life, because we're not just, you know, your typical, oh, she's a model, just all she does is model. All she does is go to her scenes every day. We get to work with, I mean, Donna, you can talk about this too, but we have some heavy hitters. I mean, from our male models to our, we have CEOs in our camp. We have accountants and lawyers. We have all kinds of talent and brilliance and authors and teachers, some of everybody in our camp, and they all have the same heart, and that's beautiful. The door is open for anyone, and we just work with them so they can use the platform to further their goals and their careers in this field. But we have some heavy hitters, not only in beauty and fashion, but just people, good people on our team.
Wow. That means that you're doing something right. You know, when it's flowing to you, you're that magnet, and it's flowing to you so easily that you're that magnet. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing it right. You're doing it right. So, you know, here on it's business, baby. I mean, it's business. You know, you're doing a fashion show. It's so much stuff that has to be done that nobody sees. They don't.
Right.
They don't see the what you have to do to get prepared for it. The phone calls, the emails, the, you know, I mean, just all of this stuff that has to be done. Share some of those challenges with getting prepared for a fashion show.
Oh wow! I'm an event planner full time. That's all I do. I do special calls events. But fashion shows, they hold a special place in my heart. My mom was a model. So they hold a very, very, very special place in my heart because, baby, if they didn't, I would not be doing them. I work on all kinds of events, from corporate events to religious events, other cause events. But fashion shows, it's a different kind of headache for on the event planner side because you have all the logistics that go into it, and then you have to be extremely mindful because you're dealing with so many different temperaments and people. So that's my take. I mean, it's on my end, it's everything from fundraising to organizing, dealing with the hotel, dealing with vendors, AV, people that say they're going to do sponsorship and don't, and you know, all that. And then on the other side, Donna has a whole other set of headaches. So, you know, we just try to balance them as best as we can. But, Donna, what are some of your dealings?
Ooh, child. Some of my dealings.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. The ringing of my phone constantly asking me the same questions over and over again. You know, people just saying that they're going to do things and they don't, and it's okay. It's okay because what's for Big Girls Rock is for Big Girls Rock. And, you know, the show will go on. So just I'm about like Devonka. The same thing she have a headache with.
Well, that's that thing where, like you said, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And, yes,
that's
we get
right.
All type of promises and I'm a do. You're doing a good cause. You're wonderful. All of this icing on the cake. It's like, okay, now let's get ready to cut this cake. You got your knife in your hand ready to cut this cake, and when you get ready to cut, all of a sudden that cake, like, wait a minute, whoa, where the cake went?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, no, I get it, and, you know, it's business, baby. You know, we that's why we love talking to people like you ladies, because you show that, yes, it is work to get done. We did a show. It was wonderful. You saw the glitz, the glam. But we had some sweat and tears in this thing.
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you.
So how did you get connected? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I have cried after each show. I have cried. The first one, the first one, I sat on the stairs backstage and leaned on Shauna Mitchell. She works at the Sheraton. Leaned on her shoulder and boohooed like a baby. When I tell you, it was such a relief. And last year, I don't know whose shoulder I was crying on, but it was somebody's. Honey, Intimately Angel Event Production, we give it our all. We give BGR2 everything we got and leave it on the stage. And, honey, when I tell you I've left some tears on that backstage, it's just been a lot.
But when it, even though, like you say, you left them tears there, after you finish, you wipe them tears, you give God a high five, like, you know what, we did it.
Absolutely.
I can breathe. It's done. And after you take that deep breath and you release it, okay, now let's go get ready for next year.
Okay.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, let's
That's
go get
exactly
ready for next
right.
year. How did you get connected with autism, and out of, you know, everything that's out there, why did you pick autism?
Well, actually, autism was our kid show. This show is Sickle Cell Awareness. This one is Sickle Cell.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how did you get connected with Sickle Cell?
Well, I have a friend that has two kids, and they both have sickle cell anemia. And we were talking one day, and she told me, she said, you know, she said, we don't, the organizations, I guess, they don't have money for them to, you know, stay over at the hospital, pay for parking and stuff like that. So, you know, again, you know, God put things on your heart to do something. You got to do it. And that's why I did it. You know, we got to help people out. So we're going to make sure that that charity get some proceeds from this show.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish the discussion on sickle cell and the awareness, what people can do to help, and some of the things that they don't see behind sickle cell. So we will be back in just a bit, so hold on.
It's time for Tiny Tips with a Huge Impact.
Your tiny tips are brought to you by Paperless Expert. Syncing your devices. Many of us have iPhone, Android phones, iPad, tablets, laptops, all of the devices, but we have different accounts set up on each device. And we can never figure out, why am I doing this on my cell phone? Why am I doing the calendar on my iPad? You should not have to do that. If you sync your devices, log into one account on all of your devices, you will be able to sync all of your devices, stay up to date with your calendars, don't overbook, don't miss appointments or phone calls because you have the wrong device with you on today. So keep in mind, log into one account, never log into multiple accounts on different devices, and then you will be on your way to being efficient and managing your time. We are back with Donna the Diva Rogers and Devonka the Boss Bratton. They are the creators of Big Girls Rock 2, bringing awareness to sickle cell. Before we went on our break, we were talking about the connection and why did they pick sickle cell to be a part of this fashion show. And the discussion was is that one of the, I guess that is an awareness, that they don't have the money that a lot of people think that they have to for hospital stays, medication, and other things that you know, they may need. So, you know, you were talking before about, you know, you had a friend, mm-hmm. knew someone that had sickle cell. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that they have with, you know, dealing with sickle cell that, you know, people, you know, just aren't aware of? And these are, you know, it's serious and they do need the same assistance that, you know, anything else have. They have all of these donation buckets and everything. So
right.
Tell us a little bit about the challenges that they go through.
Well, I know some of the challenges that I know of is her kids being in a lot of pain, and she's having to take them to Houston to the children's hospital, you know, for treatment. And, you know, she's missing work and having to stay all night, and they're having to get all these different treatments for, you know, for their illness. And it's just a lot of, it's really hard on her and those kids, you know. So I just want to help out, you know, any way that I can.
And I want to
take
you back to I'm sorry. Melissa, I wanted to piggyback on what Donna was saying, because people really don't know that much about sickle cell anemia. You know, 1 in 13 African-American babies are born with the trait. And just because you have the trait does not mean you have full-blown sickle cell anemia. However, it does cause some challenges for you. You have to be mindful of what you eat. It causes a lot of other issues within your body, and they're more.
I think we lost you. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear
you.
Okay. So they have to have other autoimmune, they a lot of times have other autoimmune issues. And then it's 1 in every 365 black or children of African descent have full-blown sickle cell anemia. But the thing is, people think that this is an African-American or just a black disease. Although we're here in America and that's what we see, it's really not. There are a lot of European, a lot of Mexican, a lot of Middle Eastern and Arabic people that have sickle cell anemia or the trait. We just don't see it over here in the Caucasian people that live here very much, unless they're of direct European descent, like their parents just came over from Europe or their parents or something like that. And I'm not sure why that is, but what I can tell you is that it's one of the lesser recognized diseases as far as people raising funds for them or creating platforms with information so people know, you know, these folks are in a lot of pain when they're going in and out of the hospital. And so we know so much about breast cancer awareness or childhood cancer awareness, which I love both causes,
mm-hmm.
and I support both causes. But this is a disease that affects so many, and we don't give it its just due.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. So at the event, is there a spokesperson to, you know, give some education, let people know that, you know, if they do have a family member, friend, or someone that they know that's dealing with this, a place where they can go, not only to maybe have help, to talk to be with other mothers, be with other families or other kids. Will there be a spokesperson to offer that information?
Yes, we will have a booth. It'll be in the vendor area, and it will have pamphlets and someone that can answer your questions and give out information regarding sickle cell awareness.
Okay. All right. So what can we expect on February the 20th with Big Girls Rock 2?
A bunch of hot fashion, honey, and some bad models, and some beautiful plus-size models.
Let me tell you, we got models coming from all over. We got them coming from California, from Atlanta, from Oklahoma. We have them coming from
Dallas.
All over. Dallas, exactly. And then the Houston models. Melissa, let me tell you, this year, see, I have this thing about new faces. I love a beautiful new face, someone that's hungry for the industry and hungry to get it done, get the work done, and put in the work. And we have some hot new talent this year. I am so excited. They're gorgeous. Like I said, they're smart. They have good, came ready to work. I really wish I could, if they were all on the line and I could shout them all out. And honey, we have some of the hottest men in the Jesus. They're just gorgeous. They're just
okay.
Gorgeous.
They're just gorgeous.
We have some
awesome okay. Trees. Oh my goodness, they're just, you have nothing else to say, just they're just gorgeous.
Ooh, girl, I had to stand for a minute, but yeah, they're, you know what, we have some power players, that's the only thing, and I respect their work ethic more than anything. I respect their work ethic, but they're beautiful, they're very nice to look at.
Oh, all righty then. I guess we will see on the 20th there. With your fashion that you have there, you know, IBB will have the pleasure of being in the house as well. And, you know, I can't wait to get there and, you know, get with you ladies, see what you got going on. And it's still, you know, hitting someone else highlights, you know, behind the scenes that it's work. We working back here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Melissa, another thing is there's so much that goes into this. We have an awesome glam squad, glam fam. Really, stop me. We have an awesome glam team. So many, and I can't wait for you to get to interview with them when you're there on the red carpet. We have wonderful sponsors and Bright Lights Promotions. We have, oh my gosh, it's an awesome, oh, our photographers, oh my goodness. Patrina Anthony of Beautiful Photography, she has done a superb job capturing everyone, and we're just so, so excited. We're so excited about what is to come.
Wow. I am excited for you. I'm excited for you. I mean, it's an awesome event. I mean, you seeing the, you know, you're hitting the social media, which I'm going to kind of hit on that a point. You know, that's what we just do at IBB because it's business and we need to be more responsible about our business and what we do with our business. I mean, you're hitting the social media. It's not about putting the event out there and just saying, hey, we're having an event, here's the date, time, but you're pushing it on social media. You're involved with it. You know what you have to do. You're taking care of your business of making sure people see what's going on and, you know, getting the attendance because you're doing it for a purpose. And that's so important, to getting that attendance, getting the awareness, getting people to come out for sickle cell. And I want to congratulate you and commend you on taking care of your business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I heard a Libby DeVos in the background.
Yes, my daughter has joined me.
Well, hello, daughter. So are we putting out any special hashtags for Big Girls Rock as we're posting so we can put that out so as people are posting, they'll know, you know, the hashtag Big Girls Rock.
Yes, we have the hashtag BGR2, hashtag Ice Runway Intrigue. What's the other one, Donna? Oh, hashtag Big Girls Rock 2 with the number 2. Is there one more? Oh, and then, of course, my hashtag Intimately Angel Event Productions. I think that's it, right? Help me think, Donna, help me think.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some callers on, so I'm going to open up the lines and see if anyone has any questions or comments for you about Big Girls Rock or if they want to, you know, participate in any sort of way. So the lines are open, callers. Do you have any questions for Donna or Devonka? Anyone have anything for Donna Devonka on the line? Any questions or comments?
Hey,
Hello,
Donna,
can
you
me?
Can hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Well, I seen Donna today in Walmart, and I told her that I'm just ready for it. So I just want to congratulate y'all on doing positive things and keep it up.
Who are we speaking with?
Shatia. Donna know me. She know me from when I was a baby.
Thank you. Anyone else have any questions or comments for Donna Devonka?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Destiny Rhodes, and I had a question for Devonka.
I was wondering
where do you see, and this can be for Devonka or Miss Donna, where do you see Big Girls Rock 2 going within the next 5 years?
Donna, you want to take it or you want me to take it? Okay, so I'll take that one. Destiny, Big Girls Rock 2 has gotten to the point where we have to branch out of Houston. There's such a demand, and we have been talking about several cities that we are looking to go to when we're scouting in those cities. So big things are coming for Big Girls Rock 2.
Awesome. Thank you. One more question. If you do decide to go on the road, are you going to take your current models or will you be scouting for new talent in other cities?
A bit of both. I think we'll be taking a core team, a travel team, a group that this is what they want and they're really dedicated. But we, of course, in every city, we're going to scout for their talent as well. Because every city has something to offer. Just like we have people from all over flying in for our show, we want to pay homage to the cities that we're in as well.
Sounds great. I look forward to seeing more from you guys. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. Well, and you know what? I'm going to say this. Melissa, that was Miss Destiny Rhodes. She is a model that is phenomenal in Houston. She actually volunteered last year and helped us out. But when she showed up this year, I was like, oh my gosh, you had all that wrapped up in that body and you didn't let us know? When I tell you this girl is fire and she has a beautiful heart, but she is gorgeous and a walk. She's going to have a stage up on the 20th.
And I can't
is
wait.
Is she in the
Love
show this year?
Say it again.
Will she be in the
yes,
show?
I'll be in the show
in a week.
Yes, she will. She will be on the stage in a week doing her thing for everyone.
Okay, Miss Rose, can't wait to see you.
Woo! Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me? Hi, I'm Tashina. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Tashina.
This is my first time in the show, and I am so excited to work with these fabulous women.
Hi. Tashina is one of our beautiful Oklahoma City models. She's coming into town to shed her stuff for us, and we are excited to work with you too, sweetheart.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see you guys.
Tashina, tell me this. Why are you most excited to come back to Houston?
Why am I most excited? Oh, my gosh. Houston was fabulous. I don't even know where to start. I don't know. It's just the atmosphere of Houston. These ladies in these fashion shows and in the fashion industry have just so much drive and motivation for younger women like myself. I'm 23 years old, and I'm just starting out. And I'm just so inspired by why these women work as hard as they do and why they hold it down like they do. It's just awesome, and I'm so happy and so excited to be a part of something like that, to look up to women like these. It's just motivation all by itself. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Well, Donna DeVonka, tell me, what, you know, like she said, there's a lot of fashion shows. How can you stay separate from the other fashion shows that's out there and stay unique to Big Girls Rock? Because, I mean, you know, eventually, like, you know, we all see, you're going to see another Big Girls fashion show of some sort. So how will you keep yourself separate from everyone else?
Okay. Well, BGR2 and Intermittently Angel Event Productions, we pride ourselves in our quality. We set a standard, a very, very high standard for ourselves the very first year that we did our show. And we have to meet it and exceed it, beat it every year. We have quality venues. We have quality vendor representation. We have a quality production. Our AV is always on point. We just make sure that the quality of everything that we put into it is good. The money that people pay for their tickets, it goes into putting on this awesome show. You're going to get your money for it, number one. Number two, we're so accepting of the talent in Houston, and we try to nurture the talent, and we try to bring in new designers. Give people a chance, new designers a chance to hit the runway. And then Donna, she always has a way of coming up with something unique for the show each year. So you're never going to see, you may see some of the same designers that you saw at another show, but just the production value and that little bit of Donna's insight and then that little bit of my flavor as well, it takes it to the next level, and you know that you're going to have a quality professional show.
Wow. That's going to set you apart. There you go. There you go. So, okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. So let everyone know when the date of the show, time, location, I mean, just everything, so they could participate. And if they cannot attend, how can they still help?
Absolutely. Donnie, you want to take this one or you want me to take it? Okay, I'm going to take it. All right. So, Big Girls Rock 2 presents Ice Runway Intrigue. It will take place on February 20th. Doors will open at 5 p.m. Show will start at 6 p.m. You can visit www.biggirlsrock2.com. to purchase your tickets. That's our website, or you can go on Eventbrite. We're on there. You can purchase your tickets there. VIP tickets are really slim. We may have a few left. I don't know. Don't quote me. Check Eventbrite. General admission is $30. VIP is $50, but with that $50, you get a first or second row seat. You get a swag bag that has some really nice goodies in it this year. You get entrance into our after party with DJ Callie Royce. You get admittance to the VIP room and a couple other goodies in there. General admission, you can always come and enjoy the show. And then if you want to go to the after party, purchase your ticket for the after party there. If you just want to go to the after party, it's $15. You can reach us on Facebook. Reach out to Donna Rogers. She has several pages, so just get one of them. Hit up Big Girls Rock 2 on Facebook, or myself, Devonka B. Also, Intimately Angel Event Productions on Facebook, or you can go to my website, www.intimatelyangelevents.com. You know, check it out. Also, you can check out another event that we are doing. It's the South Padre Getaway. We do it. It's another cause event is to raise awareness for breast cancer, and it's with Bright Lights Promotions, and that event is in October. But check out the website. You don't want to miss it. It's www.southpadregetaway.com. I think that I covered everything. But, yeah, y'all, check us out. Come out. Figure out what we do. Find out what we do. If you need event planning services, Intimately Angel Event Productions does corporate events, religious events, social events. The majority of what we do is are called special cause events, but we love what we do, and we leave our hearts on the table each and every time. We want to see you on the 20th. The models want to see you. We have some fabulous models. So come out and support sickle cell awareness, and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, you covered quite a bit. So, there's no reason for nobody not to say, well, she didn't say, yeah, she said it. She said it. Tell us the hashtags again so they can be sure when they're on social media that they're doing the correct hashtag.
Absolutely. Okay, I hope I can give you the correct hashtag because I'm not sure if I remember them all. Okay, so this hashtag BGR2, hashtag Ice Runway Intrigue, hashtag Intimately Angel Event Productions, and hashtag Big Girls Rock 2, number 2. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. We're on there. Follow us. I post when I can. You know, I'm not that savvy, but I try. And just, you know, come on out. And I want to give a special shout out to every one of the models that are listening right now that called in. Those of you that are out there pressing and selling those tickets, thank you, thank you, thank you, because y'all are making it happen. Donna and I appreciate y'all so much in those words of encouragement. Y'all don't know what they mean to us when they hit our inbox or when you post something that just says thank you. It means so much to you. So I want to shout out all the models. We have a ton of them, so I can't name them all. And also our designers for this show. I'm so excited to see what y'all are bringing. It's going to be so hot. I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I can't wait. IBB will be in the house. Be sure that you also go on It's Business Baby page on Facebook and on Twitter. Same thing, hashtag, because we will be posting pictures. We will be having some interviews, and we're going to be posting some live interviews. And some interviews you're just going to have to wait for. But we will be in the house with Donna and Devonka. Congratulations, ladies, on getting this, you know, to where you needed it to be and that you have so much support behind you. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Again, thank you. Be sure you're following It's Business Baby on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is It's Business Baby. Twitter is It's Business Babe 1. And hashtag BitGirlsRock2, BGR2, Ice Runway Intrigue. So be sure you're hashtagging on February 20th. We will be in the house. And be sure that you are in the house. We will see you on next week. Again, It's Business Baby. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.